The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Six days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary took a liter of a costly perfumed oil and made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas, the Iscariot, one of the disciples, and one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money back and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord.
As we get closer to Good Friday this Friday, we see in our gospel that there are some who really feel threatened by Jesus. And instead of accepting the good things that he's done and believing the miracles he's performed, they are threatened by him because they're afraid that they're going to lose their status or their power. Or perhaps they're jealous because they think people are going to like Jesus more than them. And how often in our own lives would people do something good, instead of celebrating them and telling them what a good job they do, what do? We tear them down with our words, and we become jealous. So this gospel is a very important lesson to all of us this morning, that if we call ourselves a disciple of Christ, that we need to celebrate the good that people do, and not tear people down with our words, with our texts, by talking about people behind their back. No matter what Jesus did, there were some people that would never accept him for the man, the prophet, the Messiah that he was. So in life, when people don't accept you, when you're doing good things, remember, if they did it to Jesus, they're going to do it to you. So let's not be so much worried about what other people think about us here on earth, but let's worry about what God sees us do on a daily basis. So with 4 days before Good Friday, we hear this gospel. So where are you in this gospel? Are you like Jesus doing good works? Or are you like the Pharisees, the leaders who were threatened by Jesus, who are bringing him down? So how can you build people up? How are you as a classmate? Are you one that's talking about people? Or are you one that's building people up? And the same is for all of us adults. We could all do better. So let's pause right now and really reflect upon this question. Who in my life have I been overly critical of? And how can I change my behavior towards them? And let's begin that now by praying for those that we have been overly judgmental of or jealous of.